The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. And today is all about living the life of our dreams. Because as you know, and for those of you who are new in Jacksonville and are tuning in for the first time, or just happened to glance through the station and it stopped right here, just know this is not an accident. It is so important that we learn a new truth about our nutrition, that it will empower us to heal, reverse disease, and prevent it as well. And as you know, I absolutely love and recommend the documentary Forks Over Knives and Food Matters. And for those of you who have coached with me or have had an opportunity, that's basically the go-to documentaries that I tend to send people. There's life-saving documentaries that I recommend. Well, just recently, and Mary Lee and Paul have both been on my show before, once before, but the show was not recorded. So I'm excited because today we not only get to have them back to share their experience and their journey, but to tell us about this new documentary that has risen all the way to the top, because it is one of the most important documentaries that you'll ever watch. It's a great combination between doctors, testimonials, and in the way that you, and empowerment, the way you can take your life back. And so today I have the co-producers of Eating You Alive, of the documentary Eating You Alive, Mary Lee Jacobs and Paul Kenemir. And they're going to share with us not only their story of from sick to health with a whole food plant-based diet, but they're also going to help us empower ourselves to make the best choice for ourselves. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Mary Lee Jacobs and Paul Kenemir are here to do just that. Welcome, both of you, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. Welcome back, I must say.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lillian.
Thank you, Lee. Great to be back.
You know, it was meant to be. It was meant to be that you both would be back. The last time we did this, so many different things occurred, and today is the right time. Today, when people are driving and they're listening on the podcast later on, they're going to be so grateful that they stumbled upon the two of you. So I'm going to start with Paul right now. Paul, if you can share a little bit about your background and what led you to a whole food plant-based diet.
Well, Mary Lee and I both actually we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and where everyone's healthy. And so we were going into a meeting we had with a physician in the local area. He was giving a seminar on whole food plant-based eating. And so he was approaching us about providing some promotional assets for his program, for his seminar series. And so as we listened that morning and found out more about his seminar program, we left there, and I had my father has had a heart attack and a stroke and triple bypass, kind of the honestly the same story for so many Americans out there that have had their parents, relatives, or family been affected by a chronic disease. Mm-hmm. And I was at 47 at that time, so I sort of assumed I was destined for those same kinds of diseases. And so we left there that day, and I called Mary Lee a few hours later, and I said, you know, I think I want to try this. Would you be game for this? And she said, yeah. She said, I would be. But for me personally, I had a problem because I can't cook. I'm not a chef. I'm nothing. I mean, I can't boil water. So literally for me, it was a major change for me, and particularly based on my, you know, my eating habits through all the years. I mean, I identified every meal by the meat that I was having, and I loved my sweets. And so she said, yeah, she was willing to go for us. I said, great. And then the next morning we went in and talked to our whole production team. We have a production company. And so we discussed it with everyone on the team and said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing this kind of self-imposed trial and to see how we would respond to this? And so they all said, yes, we went for it. And, you know, we didn't set out on the mission to think, okay, we're going to do this for however long. We just thought we're going to do this for maybe, you know, 20 days or something. I didn't know. Well, in you know, literally, it just changed our lives. And within 6 weeks, all of us had lost so much weight. So I lost 45 pounds, went back to my high school weight.
Wow, 45. But along the way, you started noticing some, not just that you released the weight, but that you also started feeling so much better.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, all my tendonitis went away in both elbows. My rotator cuff issues went away. I was able to exercise again like I hadn't been able to in about a year. So, it absolutely changed my life. And it had the same impact on the rest of the team as well.
Very good. And we're going to continue our conversation with Paul and Mary Lee Jacobs of Eating You Alive when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today's teachers are Mary Lee Jacob and Paul Kenemir. And they're co-producers of the new documentary, Eating You Alive. And let me tell you, what a great combination of information, empowerment, and a way to grow. Now, Paul, I want to thank you for your openness about not knowing how to cook, because when you shared that you didn't know how to cook, I love to cook and I love to prepare food. I had to relearn everything from the beginning, and it's doable. And I wonder if it was an exciting time for you that you don't know how to cook, that you were able to learn a new skill to heal yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, and to me, I also realized that not only did I learn a new skill and it intrigued me with the idea of cooking, but I also realized that all the fear that I had as far as trying to prepare a healthy meal, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, you hear all these stories about how long it's going to take. And then I realized, honestly, you can approach this in a very, it doesn't have to take long. You can approach this in the same way you approach the way that you prepare food now. I mean, you can still microwave, you know, brown rice, and you can microwave steamed vegetables. And you know, so these things don't have to take forever. So really, it was so much easier than what I ever anticipated it would be. I just had to make that decision to do it.
So wonderful. So great story. I Mary Lee, so when Paul called you and said, hey, this is something I want to do, was there any fear in your mind because of your history in your life? Why don't you share a little bit about your background?
Sure. I grew up not being a vegetarian, but then throughout my life having bouts of vegetarianism. I have family members that are in the medical field. My mom's a nurse, and she'd lost both her parents to cancer and had started doing some research. And so on occasion, you know, she stopped cooking meat at home. We still ate a lot of dairy, which was my addiction. Mm-hmm. But so I grew up, you know, kind of being more healthy, I think, probably than Paul, because we always had a lot of fruit and vegetables, as well as the other things that we ate. But when he called me, I was on board mostly because, you know, when you work together as a team, you see each other at your best and at your worst, and sure. kind of concerns, you know, personally as friendships and work relationships develop. And those of us on the team were a little concerned about his health, honestly. And so for him to want to make that kind of stand, it was like, man, if he's willing to go for it, we're all in. Because he's the leader of the team. So
yeah.
I'd all like him to stay healthy for as long as possible. So it was a challenge, you know, because I certainly didn't want to give up my cheese. That was not something I was, you know, I'd been approached with that idea before, but mostly from an economic standpoint. My husband was always concerned cheese was so expensive, and he saw that addiction. He was thinking that was a great way to save on the grocery bill. So, you know, that's kind of where we were. So it was a challenge in learning how to cook, like you said, how to cook differently. But as far as hesitating to dive all in, that wasn't a concern for me because we were all experiencing health issues. So I saw it as a great way to do all this together and test out and see if what the claims were being made about whole food plant-based living were really true.
Okay, so let's talk about whole food plant-based living, because there are a lot of people that hear veganism and they shut down. There are a lot of people that hear vegetarian or carnivore or whatever, and they start fighting against each other. Yeah. But let's talk about the beauty of whole food plant-based.
Sure. You know, the beauty of whole food plant-based living, and it's really super basic. If you're looking for optimal health, if you're looking to live, then it makes sense to eat living things, not dead things. Hmm. And so we get to eat all we want of whole grains, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds. And, you know, that probably sounds pretty simplistic, but the exciting part of it and the beauty of it is that it is a really simple approach to achieving longevity and a healthy life, you know, full of vim and vigor and energy and glowing skin and no aches and pains and all the things that come with it. And it's starting with the basics, but that's very, very freeing and very liberating is what we found.
Mm. And so what were some of the side effects for you? We heard that Paul released 45 pounds. And Paul, you weren't even trying, were you?
No. Honestly, that's the thing that really kind of blew my mind, because I didn't believe that it was going to affect me. I just thought, why not try this? Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person that when I jump in the pool, I don't kind of walk in, I jump in the deep end. So sure. Approach this the same way. And so didn't expect to see the results, but literally we were eating a lot of food. We were volume eaters, and we continued to be that way. You know, I was that way before, I'm that way now. But in the process, I dropped that weight. And then also just other aches and pains that kind of, I think it's a situation where so many people, maybe most people, they don't realize that they're feeling bad until they actually feel good.
Yes.
And they typically never get there until they go down this journey of actually putting into their body the fuel that was designed for them.
Absolutely. And for you, Mary Lee?
You know, same thing. I didn't have, I mean, I've had a couple of knee surgeries and things of that nature. And as you get older, you know, you assume that some of these things are coming along. You just attribute to the aging process. But, you know, skin cleared up. I was having some digestive issues as I'd gotten older. I'd noticed a sensitivity to the dairy, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of concerning to me. It was obvious enough to me when I drank some milk or ate cheese, the consequences of those decisions. And I didn't really like that too much. But obviously, when I stopped eating it, all those went away. Mm-hmm. I too lost weight. I didn't have a lot of weight to lose. I'm not a very big person, but I did lose 15 pounds and went back to my high school weight. Mm-hmm. And now my teenage daughter and I can wear the same size again, which I don't think is real exciting for her when mom's stealing the clothes out of her closet. But, you know, it's actually great to be this age and be back down at my high school weight and have the energy to do at least most of the things that I used to do back in my teens.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you pointed out that you were slender to begin with, but that you released 15 pounds. Here's the thing, that this is not about losing weight. This is about being healthy, right?
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes. And so there's a lot of skinny people out there in the world that are very unhealthy. So if you're thinking that, oh, I don't need to release weight, I'm not even going to look at this, then there's another side of that, which is that you will be healthy. And that's a great side effect. I don't believe any pill that's out there in the pharmaceutical industry can address this issue of healing your body as well as food. Paul, would you like to share a little bit about that comment in itself?
Well, I mean, that's absolutely the case. And you know, it's, I think we live in our society where, as I know with me and so many others, when you begin to get thin, people actually in this society now associate being very thin with being sickly. Mm-hmm. Typically, if you get really thin, you're maybe a smoker, or maybe you have cancer or something like that. I know for me, my family thought that I was getting sick and maybe I had some form of cancer because I was losing weight so quickly. Mm-hmm. But then my father, this is kind of the reverse of that, though. And the difference with this is that I also remember, you know, people saying, oh, my goodness, your skin, your eyes, you look younger. They pop, you know. And so you really do heal yourself from the inside out. So being thin in and of itself is not, that's not the key. Because like, as you said, there's so many people that exercise, that run, that try to get themselves into what they consider to be a healthy weight. And it could be a healthy weight, but it does not necessarily mean they're healthy.
Sure.
Healthy is going to, and we promote exercise. I mean, exercise every morning, that's great. However, our key is, the key is the food that you put in your mouth. That's what's going to make you healthy.
I think one of the big comments that came through in the film, particularly and impacted us, which is why we put it in there, was Dr. Jimmy Conway. You know, he talks about needing a triple bypass, and he told his physician that he was going to try this with food instead, and so he did. And his triglycerides, which were just off the charts, those came down, blood pressure came down, cholesterol came down, everything came down. And he says there's not a pill created that can achieve those kinds of results. And I think that goes to this thing where, you know, we think we go to our doctor, they're going to prescribe us a medication and that's going to heal us. And nothing could be further from the truth, because you have all kinds of side effects with pharmaceuticals, most of them actually, which actually create problems that you need to get another pill for to try and manage. But with you don't have those kinds of side effects. All the side effects are upside.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. It's not that I'm against pills, it's that I'm for everything. Do everything you can to avoid taking that pill, because chances are that pill's not going to heal you. And Dr. Ron Weiss, who is also in your documentary, he's going to be coming back on the Lil McDermott radio show. He had mentioned that when he was in his third year of medical school, he was told that don't think for one second that you're going to heal anybody. You're going to maintain disease by writing prescriptions. That's a truth that we need to be aware of.
Absolutely. And one more point that I think is always a good one to make, and for people to view medications like, if your oil light comes on in your car, and you go to the mechanic and he says, let me take care of that. And he just goes back and clips the wires that go to your dashboard. And because literally the pills are just masking the problems. They're not taking care of anything, you know. So it's really just a bad mentality, a bad mindset that we've allowed to happen within our society as far as the way we view pills and procedures.
Absolutely. So, okay, so we've gone on, we've talked about this whole food plant-based diet, but prepare the mindset, Mary Lee, when it comes to a whole food plant-based diet, what should we expect?
You know, when you're making the transition, I don't know if this is specifically to your question, but when you're making the transition to a whole food plant-based diet, when we talk about whole food plant-based, we're talking about whole grains, you know, basically food as grown. So your whole grains, vegetables, fruits, nuts and seeds, legumes and beans are a huge part of that. And no oil, no highly processed flours or sugars. So you eliminate a majority of your packaged food. So the mindset there is, you know, reading labels to make sure that you're avoiding everything that has those ingredients in it, number one, and taking on the mindset that this is an adventure. Mm-hmm. And along the adventure, you're going to experience some things that are surprising to you, both maybe in a negative way as well as a good way. And when I say negative way, I mean that we are so addicted to our foods that our bodies are actually filled with these toxins. We've created a toxic environment. So as we're making the transition, you're going to see and experience some withdrawal symptoms, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From the foods that you've been eating. And so those are some of the things that you need to be prepared for. A little digestive issues, a little fatigue, you know, a little fuzzy headedness for a few days. But recognizing that those are all necessary to rid those toxins from your body and make the transition so that you can start feeling well and healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, first you need to detoxify the body. And then all of a sudden, when you start feeling well and you didn't even know that you weren't feeling well. And so that's what you're going to experiencing. But keep in mind, the food industry spends billions of dollars to hook you on food. And you cannot hook someone on something that's natural. And that's we're going to continue our conversation with Paul and Mary Lee of Eating You Alive documentary when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other, go through life with childlike wonder. You know, something happens when we get this diploma. When we're children, we grow and we learn new things without judgment. We just learn them. But then we get this diploma, and all of a sudden we think we know it all, and then we stop growing. So I want to encourage you to learn a new truth. Just learn it. And it, whether it's you accept it or you don't, that's up to you. It's up to you to decide what works for you best and what doesn't. It's not for me to shove something down your throat. It's just to expand your thought, get outside the comfort zone. And so today we're talking about a whole food plant-based diet and the documentary Eating You Alive, which, by the way, has it's right up there with the documentaries that I recommend for that are life-changing and healing. And so that is what we talk about on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. It's all about taking 100% responsibility for your life. What kind of food are you eating that is eating you alive? And so today we're going to learn a new truth about food that you can control, which is great news. You can control your DNA. You can turn it on, turn it off by the way you eat. And if you want to learn a little bit more about this truth and taking 100% responsibility for your life, the kind that leads to empowerment and freedom, then go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, and please wait for that confirmation email because it is a two-step process. And once you confirm, you will get access to my Mind, Body, Spirit positive affirmation audio link and my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But that's not all. You can listen to previous shows, view my sponsors, get some discounts on my favorite. But most importantly, we can get to grow together at whenyouneedafriend.com. Also grow with me at Instagram at Lillian McDermott, Twitter LillianMCD, Facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. So like me all everywhere in social media. And you can listen on demand at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. And last but not least, you can call and leave a message at 407-373-5959. Now today, we're so privileged to have co-producers of Eating You Alive, the documentary called Eating You Alive, that I recommend that all of you go see. And I'm really excited because I heard, Paul, if you'd like to share the good news about the documentary being more accessible to everybody.
Yes, we're planning a broad theatrical release, looking at it being somewhere in the end of August to September range. Should be coming to many cities across the country. So we're excited about that.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
To as many people as possible, because so many people are just simply unaware that this option is out there for them to take their health back.
You know, people do minimize this. They think that the way they eat, it is easier to change somebody's religion than change the way they eat. What do you have to say about that, Marilee? Yeah.
Absolutely. It's crazy. I had no idea how emotional and the connection with people that they have to their food. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the food industry, I think this is my, I don't know, my hypothesis. This is what I believe is happening behind closed doors. I believe the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry are in bed together. That's what I'm thinking.
Because
who spends that kind of money to hurt somebody?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, that I think actually Dr. Furman makes a point that if you look at the foods that are marketed and promoted to Americans to eat, it literally couldn't have been better designed.
Yes. Well, for destruction.
Yeah, for destruction than if ISIS would have designed it, you know.
Literally. Yeah, yes. He is so, and I'm looking forward to having him back on the show, because I know that just recently, the last time you guys were on, you talked about that there was going to be 3 hospitals in Chattanooga, Tennessee, coming together, Memorial, Park Ridge, Erlanger, is that the way to pronounce it?
Yes.
And they were coming together to do a presentation with doctors. So share a little bit about that, Marilee, and how that all went.
Sure. You know, our thought is when you go and you present information to the general population about whole food plant-based eating, that's great. But many of these people who want to then make the transition will go to their physicians and say, hey, doc, I want to try and get off the pills and I want to try this approach. And their physician's response the most of the time is, well, you know, that's crazy talk and you don't need to do that. And mm-hmm. nutrition isn't that big of a thing. It's not going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah.
So trying to play two ends against the middle and making changes, we felt like it was important to bring and kind of build an awareness among the medical community about the benefits of this approach. So we approached all 3 hospitals and a group of physicians that we found here in Chattanooga, thankfully, who are interested in promoting plant foods as medicine. And together we created an event to screen the film. And then Dr. Joel Furman and Dr. Kim Williams both came in for Q&A after. And then Dr. Furman was able to stay in next morning, hold a lecture with a Q&A for medical students and the physicians at Erlanger Hospital. And Wonderful. The response was tremendous. I mean, it was great. The physicians are excited. And that working group that we coordinated is continuing to push forward and bring the education behind whole plant foods to the community on an ongoing basis. So we're very excited to see those changes coming about.
Yes, because I think that's one of the points for anyone that's listening. I think for me, I know I just always look to the physicians as the ones that knew best what we all needed to do for our health. And again, this is not the idea of slamming a physician or the medical industry, but literally physicians are not taught this information in medical school. They don't know this, so therefore they can't recommend it because they don't understand the impact of it on the body. So that's what we're trying to do, really, is trying to educate the physicians as well as the general public.
That's so admirable, because this is so important. We don't know what we don't know. What we don't know is being kept away from us as, you know, that the pill is going to heal you. The reality is, there's a quote that we talked about earlier, Mary Lee, from Dr. Mike Hawley, that you had shared about the foot, the nail in the foot.
You know, he talks about coming into his office. Someone could come into his office and have a nail in the bottom of their shoe that's poking their foot every time they walk. And it's painful. And he can say, now, you know, I can give you some ibuprofen and tell you to just go on, you know, keep going on. And hopefully that ibuprofen will mitigate some of the pain. He said, or I can say, hey, I think I've found a cause and a reason for the pain. Let's take that nail out of your foot. And then maybe your foot can heal and you won't have that pain anymore. And that's the key. It's looking for the ways to resolve and mitigate the causes, not just manage the symptoms.
Yeah, I think when people begin to realize that heart disease and stroke and many of the cancers and diabetes, these are all symptoms of a deeper problem.
Yeah.
Those are not the issues. And then so doctors spend most of their time dealing with symptoms and fighting symptoms, yep, but they never get to the core of the problem, because pills will never deal with the core issue. Food.
Correct. And for every pill, and Dr. Joel Furman has been on the show, Paul, on the show, and saying that for every pill that you take, it's going to shorten your life.
Absolutely.
It is amazing. And people don't know this. We have been desensitized to the side effects of these pills. Now, let's talk about some of the other things that have been great marketing campaigns but are hurting our body. One of the things that we talked about was oils last time that we were on the show. And Dr. Joel Furman taught me how to do a wonderful saute without oils. And so, Mary Lee, would you like to share the damage that oil does to our body and the myth?
Yes. You know, the myth is that you need your healthy fats, and those come in the forms of olive oil and coconut oil specifically, because somewhere along the line, we came to this understanding that corn oil, soybean oil, or otherwise known as vegetable oil, those kind of oils are bad, and olive oil and coconut oil and walnut oil are good. Avocado oil are good for you. And, you know, my question is, when you take a step back and you look at the processing of all of these oils, they're pretty much at a very basic level the same. They're all extracted fats separated from their fiber and their phyto and micronutrients. And it's nothing but 120 calories per tablespoon. And when you read the labels, you realize that there is actually no nutritive value in them at all at this point in time, where if you compare olive oil to an olive and look at the nutrient values in those, you'll see a vast difference. And we do need natural fats, but we need them in their whole form. We need to eat the walnuts. We need to eat the whole avocados, the whole olives. And that's where our bodies can metabolize that fat and bring it into our system slowly, so that our body knows how to break it down and to use it properly rather than it going straight to the liver.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so many people now that are getting non-alcoholic fatty liver disease because they're so addicted to sugar. And so many things that we are not realizing. And like I said before, the food can be a weapon of mass destruction, or it can be a tool to heal your body. And we're going to continue our conversation with Paul Kenemir and Mary Lee Jacobs, the co-producers of Eating You Alive documentary. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show, where I am so grateful to Paul Kenemir and Marilee Jacobs of the documentary Eating You Alive. And if you want to learn more, my listening friend, about this documentary, you can go to eatingyoualive.com and learn and grow and heal. Just so excited. Thank you both for being on the Lynn McDermott Radio Show today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Okay, so before, because time just flies on the Lynn McDermott Radio Show, I'd like to think it's the healthiest hour on radio, and people are stuck in traffic anyway, so they might as well learn some of these tips and tricks, and how, you know, we've gone through so many questions, but I want to go back to the documentary. I want to start with you, Paul. Of the time of doing the documentary, the people that you recorded, which were the stories were so compelling, and I could relate to every single one of them in one way or another. What has been, perhaps maybe from the documentary or outside the documentary, that has touched you the most?
Wow. That question, there's so many amazing stories, actually, that we found out in the process of making the documentary, but then I guess also lives that have been changed that have actually seen the documentary. That's also pretty touching to get feedback. As far as someone in the documentary, there's a couple of people, but I'll start. Mylon Ross, he's a gentleman from, well, he was in Denver, Colorado at the time, but he lost a tremendous amount of weight. But again, like we've talked about before, weight was just a byproduct, but he regained his health. And he was able to go from not being able to do anything with his son, going to Disneyland or Disney World, actually, and going there. His son had made this plan. They were going to ride this roller coaster, and he literally couldn't fit. He couldn't go on the ride, and it crushed his son. And he'd gotten to the point to where he couldn't exercise. He couldn't do anything with his son. His son, like, he would sit in the, he'd have to sit in a chair outside, and his son would want to throw football, and, you know, and dad can't move around. And to see him break down and to see him, you know, to see how much it was affecting his life. And he literally looked at his body as his tomb. I mean, it was where he was destined. He was just going to die like this because he could not live. And this is a guy that was in his mid-30s. And to see that transform over 18 months, he went from a 60-inch waist to a 30-inch waist, lost all health problems, just a very touching story. So that was, for me, one of the ones that really impacted.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Paul. And what about with you, Marilee?
I think, you know, all of those, you know, we sat there in tears, you know, for most all of these testimonials, just because it is so emotional to make this transformation, to go from being hopeless to hopeful. But I think one of the stories that's most impactful to me is Since. We had a screening in L.A. A gentleman who doesn't even go to the movies ran across the advertisement for the screening of the film there, came with his sister. COPD, couldn't walk without becoming breathless, cardiovascular disease, I see, had several procedures done, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the whole nine yards. And the film, you know, the stories in the film inspired him so much that he went, and the very next morning he started his first whole food plant-based day. And he sent us a letter to share with the physicians at the event that we just held. And that about brings tears to your eyes, because he walks miles a day now. He's off all of his medications.
Wow.
You know, and he just said he's living again, you know, and that's something that he was, had become very despondent. That was, you know, his life was pretty much over and the joy was gone. And now he's regained all that. And anything more powerful than that, and very fulfilling and exciting to know that you maybe were some small part of someone regaining their life is an incredible experience.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. Now, there's a lot of fear associated with taking this next step.
Yes.
I know that when I learned about nutrition as medicine, I was met with a lot of criticism. And so the feedback could have kept me from going forward, but I cared more about my body than I cared about their opinion.
Yeah.
So, so can you share maybe some of the tips that have helped you in your transition and others that you have seen for people to be successful?
Sure. And I think Paul's going to have some comments to this too, because he faced that with his family. I think one of the biggest challenges or fears is that the food's not going to taste good and all you're going to be eating is salads. You know, that's, I think, because we're addicted to our food. We find pleasure and joy. There's emotional ties. There are social ties. There are traditional ties, you know, all relating to food. And so I think you realize this, changing your food is a life-changing experience all the way around. And there's such fear involved in just the enjoyment of food itself. And so that we can mitigate, because when we introduce people to this lifestyle, we always prepare the dishes that we know that we've tried, that are tried and true, that are hearty dishes, hot foods and that kind of thing, like a barbecue lentil loaf, you know, that's mimics meatloaf in that way, and very hearty and fulfilling and tastes great. So that people know that the food can taste good. I think one of the other biggest fears is, what am I going to do in social situations? Because, you know, food is always associated with social situations.
Sure.
And so giving people this idea that, you know, you can offer to take your own food, you know, eat before you go to a function, that when you go to a restaurant, you can actually ask the chefs to prepare something that's oil-free, give them the parameters, and that they're very happy to accommodate you and create meals that turn out that when you're sitting at a table, your friends that are along with you are actually envious that they didn't order what you ordered, because it looks so fantastic and it's healthy too. I mean, there's those things that you can use to make this transition easier and to take away some of those fears. And like anything else, you know, when you first went out to try and ride a bike, it was scary because you'd never done that before and you're a little wobbly. But then you get your groove, you get your balance, and you just glide from there. And it's no different with this. You know, it's a little scary, but once you start going down that path, you'll find that it becomes easier. And pretty soon you've got the confidence to just carry this forward. And then that shows, and it's inspiring to people as well. But I know Paul has his own.
Yes.
Honestly, for me, the fear for me, and I think for so many people too, and we've touched on this earlier in the show, but we are marketed such a different line of truth. You know, we're marketed such a false belief system in what we're supposed to do for our health to begin with. And so this is such a radical difference. And when it's not necessarily supported by the medical community, you know, we immediately, when we think calcium, what do we think? We think we need our dairy. When we think we need protein, what do we think we need? We think we need our meat. So you're asked to go against all these belief systems that have been, you know, marketed and developed in our minds and our, you know, since we were born. And so we're asked to walk away from that and live something different from that. And that's a scary thing. And when you can't go to your physician and him say, yes, that's absolutely what you need to do. Because again, I've got family members. I have an uncle in particular who is diabetes type 2. He is dying from diabetes type 2, but literally his physician is saying, no, you cannot stop eating your boneless, skinless chicken breast. You have to have that. And that is what is killing him. But so it's difficult. And those types of things, in my opinion, they bring about fear. And somehow or another, we have to have this confidence to kind of do the studying ourselves and take our health, look at our health very seriously and objectively, and then pursue it.
Well, you know, absolutely. All the points. I wish we had a 4-hour show to really dive deeper into this, but it really, this is the part of the show that's going to have a calling for you, my listening friend, which is, now it's your turn to decide what you're going to do with this information. You can take a pill, you can take responsibility is what I'm saying. You know, Paul and Mary Lee, the work that you're doing, I know that this is a wonderful documentary that I'm looking forward when it's released, but this is truly a ministry for the two of you. I can tell.
Yeah.
It certainly is a passion. And, you know, you see so much suffering around you. We have a responsibility to try and alleviate that where we can and make a difference. And that's really what we're excited and really desiring to do.
Yes.
Well, I am excited to be a part of this journey. Please know that you have a friend here on the Lynn McDermott Radio Show to promote anything that you guys are doing, because I truly believe that we are the creators and we are creating what's happening in our lives. So thank you so much for giving us other options too.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us share.
Thank you. And to you, my listening friend, Dr. Esselstyn has been on the show here, and he talks about how radical having heart disease is. But you can change that. You can change that. Remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Good job, guys.
Solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps.